Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said two Russian ballistic missiles struck an educational facility in nearby hospital in the central eastern region of Poltava Tuesday. In a video statement, Zelensky said one of the buildings was destroyed and there were casualties.
People found themselves under the rubble. Many were saved. More than 180 people were injured. Unfortunately, many died. As of this time, 41 people are known to have died.
Zelensky urged Ukraine's allies to provide air defenses and long-range missiles to help combat such attacks, saying every day of delay means more lives lost. Poltava is located about 110 kilometers from the border with Russia and about 350 kilometers southeast of Kyiv. The head of the United Nations nuclear watchdog is holding talks with senior officials in Ukraine after attacks were reported into the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. Associated Press correspondent Charles Iledesma reports.
Rafael Grossi, who has highlighted the vulnerability of Ukraine's energy infrastructure due to Russian attacks, is making his sixth visit to the war-torn country since the conflict began in February 2022. The Zaporizhia plant, Europe's largest, came under Russian control in the wake of its invasion. The IAEA says ongoing attacks in the area and damage to Ukraine's national grid threaten the power supply that's vital to nuclear power stations. I'm Charles Iledesma.
Israel's military said Tuesday it has killed a Hamas militant who participated in the October assault on Israel and was seen in a widely viewed, now infamous video, drinking a soda in front of two children who were wounded in a grenade attack that killed their father. The IDF identified the militant as Ahmad Fazi Wadia and said he paraglided into the Netiv Hazari community during the October attack. This is VOA News. U.S. regulators are reporting the 28th death caused by exploding Takata automotive airbag inflators that can spew shrapnel. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
The driver was killed in 2018 in Alabama in a Honda vehicle. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the death underscores the need for people to replace recalled airbag inflators. Takata used ammonium nitrate to create a small explosion to inflate airbags in a crash, but the chemical can deteriorate over time due to high heat and humidity and explode with too much force. That can blow apart a metal canister and send shrapnel into the passenger compartment. This death is the 28th caused by a Takata airbag inflator. I'm Haya Panjwani.
European Union ministers traveled to Hungary Tuesday to meet with members of the nation's civil society to discuss their rights, or lack thereof, under Prime Minister Viktor Orban. Later at a public meeting, they openly questioned whether Orban and his cabinet respect European Union values and standards. Hungary took over the European Union rotating presidency in July. Orban immediately made a surprise visit to Moscow to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin, calling it a peace mission, angering several of his EU counterparts. Orban has butted heads with the EU leaders for years. They accuse him of dismantling the nation's democratic institutions and violating the EU standards on the rule of law. He's also promoted hostility to migrants and LGBTQ plus rights, as well as imposing controls on the media. After meeting with the Hungarian media, civil society, and LGBTQ representatives, Irish Minister for European Affairs Jennifer Carroll McNeill said she felt it was important for her and her colleagues to raise these questions in Hungary.
This is extremely important to us in Ireland. Human rights, fundamental freedoms, rule of law, democratic principles is exceptionally important. And so I'm here today to meet the civic society groups. Having had those very important meetings, I'm pleased to be here with my colleagues to just further discuss the rule of law and the concerns that we have and as they relate to the future. Europe.
U.S. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, cheered by the fact that high interest rates are coming down, indicates rate hikes might be coming. But consumers are still apparently unhappy, as AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell pointed toward a rate cut this month during a high-profile speech a couple of weeks ago.
The timing and pace of rate cuts will depend on incoming data, the evolving outlook, and the balance of risks.
Some of that data will be in the August jobs report, which will be out on Friday. While inflation is coming down, a majority of Americans in some surveys still complain about elevated prices, given that the cost of such necessities as food, gas, and housing remain far above where they were before the pandemic in 2020. The Fed's next meeting takes place in a couple of weeks. I'm Shelley Adler.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.
On VOA1.